Philip Belden sent a worried glance out the bank window. He didn't want his sister to know what he was up to, and it would be just like busybody Teresa to march into the bank and demand to know what he was doing. Only another 10 minutes, and it would be done. Still, Mr. Feldstone, the bank owner, better hurry. If all went well, Teresa would be marrying Silas Forman tomorrow. By then, Philip would be on his way to Colorado, and if Alfred would go along with his suggestion, the one-armed man was a hard one, but Philip had been able to put him off until the morning. Rapid footsteps marked the banker's return. The man smiled, looking like a fox who thought he'd come away with the fatted chicken. Getting the Belden house would be a feather in his cap. With a proud grin, Mr. Feldstone handed over the funds. "There you go, Mr. Belden. We were sorry to hear about your father. Such a tragedy. How is your sister taking it?" Philip pocketed the money and stood. Teresa is rather shaken by the untimeliness of father's death, but then she is excited about her marriage to Silas tomorrow. The banker pursed his lips. "I can't imagine your sister and that man married, but..." Philip jumped in, hoping to stop any further thoughts on his sister's unlikely marriage. It was father's will. His greatest wish was to know that she would be taken care of and safe. Silas is a bit older, but he'll take good care of her. In no mood to discuss his family's business further, Philip held out his hand. "As always, a joy to do business with you." After a quick handshake, Philip left Mr. Feldstone's office and walked quickly out the door. There was still much to do. Now to convince Teresa that she didn't have a choice. Selling the family home was a streak of brilliance on his part that would force Teresa to move on. Silas was a decent man, even if he was twice her age, and Philip would soon be out of the state and on to a new venture. He walked past the saloon, turned down 8th Street, and, in minutes, was in front of his former family home. He did regret father's passing, but now Philip could go forward with his ideas. His father had called them schemes and had stopped him at every turn, driving a wedge between them. Now the old man was dead of a heart attack and could no longer step in the way of Philip's plans. He hit the door at almost a run and hollered for his sister. "Teresa, are you finished packing?" She came out of her room. "What is the rush?" Philip stared at her. She was always the perfect one, demanding to fix everyone who was not, which meant her sights and sharp words were usually unleashed on him. "Just trust me that there is one. Tomorrow, you will go to Silas's home." She shook her head and glared at him with that same stubborn look father had always given him. Then, tears welled up in her eyes. At first, he thought she was going to begin crying. Not that he was soft-hearted, but he didn't like to see his half-sister weep. Losing father had been hard on her, a lot harder on her than it had been on him. He and father had butted heads on almost everything. Now, he was free to do as he pleased. She took a handkerchief from her sleeve and wiped her eyes. "I don't want to marry Silas. He's old, drinks too much, and spends too much time in the saloon." Philip stared at her. Couldn't she ever find anything good about anyone? It was father's dying wish. "I didn't hear him say that." He could see the confusion in her eyes. No, father hadn't said it that last day, even though Philip had tried and tried to get father to agree. One thing Philip knew was that he didn't want to leave Abilene with his sister. But if she didn't marry Silas, he'd have to take her with him to protect her from Alfred. He owed her that much. Once Alfred discovered Philip had left town, he'd take it out on Teresa.
"Philip, what have you been up to?"
She stared at him with innocent, if not accusing, blue eyes. How could the two of them be brother and sister, even if only by their father? She was kind and pure, even though she was too much of a busybody and misfix-it. He'd veered into the ruthless and greedy side of life, always looking for the next deal. Tonight, he was taking everything he could and leaving for Colorado. He stared back at her, beating down her gaze until she looked away. He always won.